I am Jen Cameron, and you are listening to the Power of You podcast, sponsored by Ciola Academy of Music. Please check out ciola.ie for further information. This week, I am joined by the incredible Sinead Dehora. Sinead is an intuitive specialist, an author, a creative teacher, and an award winner. Sinead is friendly, she's warm, and her true beauty in her soul shines throughout this podcast. We look at the gut, we look at intuition, we look at manifesting, and Sinead shares her personal story, which is a love story that came true due to her manifesting. This one is special. Enjoy. Hi, Sinead. You're so welcome here today to speak on the Power of You podcast, season two.
Hi, Jen. It's so lovely to be here. Thank you so much for feeling called to have me on your gorgeous podcast. And congratulations for season two. What an amazing journey you're on.
Thank you. And obviously, I've been inspired by you previous last summer and getting things done. So I'm so grateful and so delighted to have you on today.
Oh, thank you. It's amazing to watch you grow and all your dreams are coming through. It's just amazing.
Sinead, I'm going to start with intuition. So I'm fascinated with the power of our gut, our intuition. And I've had many personal experiences throughout my life where intuition has really guided me and I suppose been essential in different ways and helped me in certain situations. So I'd really like it if you could share with me and the listeners today about what intuition is, what it means to you, and how does it benefit us, I suppose?
I love this question. I love it because I could talk about intuition all day long. And I love it as well because it helps us to come home to our heart. I always describe our intuition as our internal compass. Okay, so it's our internal compass constantly guiding us when we are ready to hear it. Our intuition is our inner truth. It's our connection to our soul's purpose in life. It's a connection to the angels, universe energies. Your intuition is your gut instincts guiding you for what it is that you can do to, like I said, bring your soul's journey and make it your reality. So your intuition is your inner truth. And how we deeply connect to that is by disconnecting from the ego, our mind, worry, concern, all of the above, and trusting in our journey, and most importantly, trusting in ourselves. And why it's so important is because often when we are disconnected from our intuition, we will find ourselves learning a lot of challenges, lessons that are arising, and it can be overwhelm or a difficult emotion that we're feeling and not quite satisfied in where we're going in life, or might feel stuck. And it's in those energies where we have to say thank you, because those challenges are arising so that we come back home to our intuition, back home to our heart, and restable ourselves on the path of what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's amazing. And I really connected you there when you're saying about, you know, the power of ourself and our own belief, and knowing that if we kind of can ground ourselves, trust ourselves and put it out there, that, you know, we get what we need in this life, in this universe. But how we manage and protect ourselves is important as well.
Absolutely. But it's when you connect with that, like I always say, even in terms of manifesting, like you said, putting it out to the universe, like everything that you desire has already been created. Like every single thing that you want has already been created. But it's up to us to align ourselves with the energy of whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And I actually held a manifesting workshop there the first week in January. And I was talking about how to actually manifest. And two things that I always find are left out of manifesting when you hear it on social media or, you know, in different things. One is it's okay to not believe. It's okay to have frustration. It's okay for all that, because that's our shadow self coming out in us. Okay. And when we accept our shadow self, it allows us to grow, because we recognize the hurt, the sadness. We recognize what we want. So we have to allow that to come out in order for us to connect with what we want. And the second part to deeply manifesting, in that that's always left out, is that instead of focusing on what you want, focus on the energy you're ready to ignite. Focus on the energy you want to be in. There's more power in focusing on the energy that you're ready to step into rather than the item or the end goal at the end. Yes. Because that's at the end result. But the energy to receive that is the whole way through. That's what you need to align with in order to bring it into your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes such sense. And I'm doing a workshop as well soon around manifesting, you know, adding it to the wellness. And I feel that it's so intriguing. People are just embracing it. They're getting on board. They're open to the feelings, to the ideas, you know, connecting with the feelings. Like you're saying, you know, getting into that energy space to make it there before it even happens, like not looking at the end goal. How do you feel that people, I suppose, do that? Is it a case that they say to you, right, I've just gone through everything in my head now and I've just, you know, I'm okay with it? Or do you feel it's a much longer process?
Oh, it depends. It depends on the journey you've been on. It's very different for everyone. There's some things we're all excellent manifestors, but I say that with proudly, and I say it on purpose as an affirmation that I manifest everything that I want has come to life, and I live the dream that I'm in now. So everything that I have now is because I manifested it. And it's important to recognize that even on your journey. I can't remember your question now. Sorry, I got distracted by that.
No, I suppose I was just asking how you know, when people might struggle to begin manifesting, so if they still have a lot of stuff that they need to process, how would you guide them in order to do that so that they can open up space to get into that energy and connect to get their true desire?
It's training a muscle. It's going into an energy of belief. So yes, there's always things we need to learn. It's like that's what life is about. Mm-hmm. It's learning to become the best version of you, no matter what challenges comes your way. And it's accepting the challenges and accepting when things aren't going the way you want it. But that's actually a key point there, because I always say, things happen on divine timing, not your timing. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken about this so much on Instagram, but last summer I was I held intuitive hours with a gorgeous Ashing Leonard doing sound healing on British Bay. And a message that I received, and I still am shocked that I, Sinead Dehora, said this, is that we need to stop setting goals and start setting intentions. And why that's so important is because when we set goals, we restrict ourselves and the miracles and the opportunities that can occur because we're focused on the goal only. When we set intentions, we surrender to the control or manipulation of the outcome, and we actually open ourselves up to opportunities. We open ourselves up to different things that the universe can bring and the angels can bring. So instead of setting goals, now, like, by all means in business, yes, goals are amazing. But like I said, we don't have to control or manipulate the outcome. We believe that the outcome happen, and then we watch it unfold with miracles and in different ways than we could ever do. Energy and angels in universe, whatever you believe in, has so much more power than we as humans do. So much more power. And their miracles, if we allow them in, it will be incredible. Like, and we witnessed it. I've seen it. So we need to stop controlling the outcome and letting it be.
Well, this is it. It's fascinating, isn't it? So there's something around it being accepting of where you are, where your journey's going, and just being open like that, fully accepting and letting the outcome unravel. So even if it's not always getting what you desire or want, then that in itself is where you're meant to be, or what's meant to be happening to some extent. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And I can give an example, actually. It's a really funny story, and my clients do not mind that I share this. But I remember when I was living in London at the time and I was working in Akasha Holistic Wellbeing Centre, where I still work when I can travel. But I had a gorgeous client come in, and we were working on building her confidence so she can attract the man of her dreams. Okay, so it's really working on self-esteem, self-belief, opening up to manifesting, because she was ready to be in a relationship. So I gave her a little bit of homework, and I said, I want you to write down every single thing you desire from this relationship. And I'm not talking, not necessarily physical, you can if you want, but I was talking about, you know, the romance, the flirtation, the dates to be on, the feeling, the trust, the joy, whatever it is that relationship is going to bring you. Mm-hmm. But she then wrote down physical traits as well that she was attracted to, and that's fine, fair enough. And then a few weeks later anyway, I missed a part of the story. She wrote down she wanted a tall, dark and handsome man with all these gorgeous traits, with the job he is in, the life they lead, et cetera, et cetera. She came in a few weeks later anyway, and she started dating someone, and she was in this disarray. Like, she was completely distraught. And I said, what is wrong with you? And she said to me, I found this man and I think I'm falling in love, but he's not tall, dark and handsome. He's blonde, blue eyes and short, but he has everything else. And I just started laughing. And I was like, listen to what you said to me.
Wow.
Thing that you wanted in a relationship, he has ignited the feelings that you wanted in a relationship as you've ignited them yourself. Mm-hmm. And everything else is exactly what you have manifested. But what, three things are not alignment, but they're better than ever before, and you're going to throw that away? Well, let's just say they're married and all now, and they've got kids. So it worked out.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it? Like, it really is, Sinead. And I know that you also had a journey of yourself around with your now fiance and manifesting, creating that space to have him in your life. Can you tell me about that story? Because I think it'd be really lovely.
I love this story.
Oh, do share. He's
like, how many times are you going to tell this story?
Oh.
So I was in a long-term relationship, and it was a gorgeous guy, very lovely, but I just knew in my heart and soul that I wasn't going to be with him forevermore. Mm-hmm. So one night I was in bed, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I used to travel quite a lot for work, but I was writing anyway. I just knew I wanted to be in a different relationship. I was unhappy. But I was unhappy in the relationship. So I started writing down everything I desired from a relationship, from the life we lead, the places we travel, how he was with my family, because family is very important to me, how I am with his, the bond that we'd have together, the bond we'd have with our friends, you name it. I wrote everything from of his jumper. I wrote it down. I wrote everything.
Wow. And so detailed.
Oh, so ridiculously detailed, but so detailed.
Good, yeah.
I thought no more of it. I just said, okay. And that particular night, actually, my aunt, who's in spirit, she came to me that night. Like, it was so funny. I was on my own in the apartment in London. Next minute, I heard this massive bang, this clatter, lights were going off. It was so funny. But it was my aunt messing with me. And she was like, we've got this, we've got this. So I knew it was okay. I knew it was going to happen. So I didn't think any more of it. I let it go, put the notepad away, didn't think any more. And long story short, I ended up leaving my ex, and I texted one of my girlfriends in London. I said, can I stay with you for a few weeks till I find somewhere else to live? She lived in an apartment with two others. But as I was moving in, one of the girls were moving out. So there was a spare room. So she was like, just stay here. It's one of my oldest girlfriends. We went to school together in Ireland. She said, just stay here. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So it was her, myself, and a guy, Sean. Anyway, Sean and I started becoming very close instantly. The day after moved in, Aisling is a nurse and she was working. So Sean was like, I'll bring you around Harrow where we lived and I'll show you around the neighborhood. And as he did, we started talking and we both looked at each other. I remember vividly, we're sitting in this pub in London. It was freezing cold outside. It was November. And we both looked at each other and went, Jesus, I feel like I've known you for years.
Wow.
Instantly, I just knew. But I wasn't looking for a relationship. I was free as a bird. I was not even in the market. I was like, no, wasn't even paying attention. But anyway, our bond started getting stronger. We had the most fun ever. We just laughed and joked. And a few months later, it was actually Aisling, my girlfriend, her now husband, said to me, I wish the two of you would ever just cop on. You clearly are attracted to each other. And I went, what? Completely shocked. He's like, you clearly are. And I was like, oh my God, I actually am. So long story short, I keep saying that, but long story short, I was sitting working. Sean and I had started to see each other very slowly, but we started to see each other and it was just sparks igniting left, right and center. But I was working on the laptop in the kitchen and he was leaning against the door and I had this flash before my eyes and I went, oh my God. He said, what's wrong with you? And I went, just wait there. I ran upstairs, I got my notepad and I showed it to him. And his exact words were, why are you writing about me? There were his exact words.
Oh my goodness.
Why are you writing about me?
Wow.
It just said, look at the date on the top of the page. And it was 3 years prior. And now we're together 7 years.
Oh my goodness.
We've just bought a house. We're getting married in 4 months' time. Like, it's just, yeah. Manifest.
Oh, oh my God, completely. And that's amazing, isn't it? Like, I feel, and it, you know, I love the how detailed you were. That's so important, isn't it, on the manifesting? Like, it's being specific, like really being sure of what it is, because sometimes what we think we want, you know, when you get it, you don't actually have that feeling, you know, that you expected, or it's not really meeting your full desire. So there's something around really connecting that, isn't there? Whereas you were clear, you knew what you put down on paper you wanted to welcome in and happen. And it's just so magical that beautiful story happened, like your life.
Exactly. And even if you just even go back in that little detail as well, when I left the situation I no longer wanted to be in, that's when doors opened up for me. I would never have until I said, no, this is not what I want. So you have to be very clear with the universe saying, this is what I don't want, but this is what I do want. And focus on what you do want, not what you don't want, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's all... if you're running late for an event or something, if you keep saying, I don't want to be late, I don't want to be late, all the universe hears is late, late, late. If you say, thank you for making me early, thank you for making me early, all the universe hears is early, early, early. And you'll be there a minute before, but you'll still be early.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I totally agree. I think, you know, it's unbelievable how we're, what we're telling ourselves as well, you know, how much we take in and don't take in. And Aisling, I suppose, or sorry, Sinead, I don't know why you keep flashing before me as Aisling, which sounds kind of strange, but you remind me.
I was talking about Aisling.
Your friend. And but you also remind me of a very dear friend, Aisling. So I think it's really interesting that, you know, you're kind of coming up. But sorry.
Answer to everything, don't worry.
Yeah, but you know, it's like a slip, isn't it? It's a slip that's meant to happen. We often talk about that in the psychotherapy world. You know, if we name somebody and then it's like, there's a message in that, so I'll have to look into that.
Contact her.
Yeah. But Sinead, when we look at angels, I mean, talk to me about angels and how beautiful and how wonderful it is to have angels in our life. How do you connect? You know, what is it that you receive? And just what's your journey in that piece, I suppose?
Oh, I love that question. I could talk about angels all day. Now, something I just feel really called to say is angels and spirit guides are very different. And I get asked this question and it's coming in really like a thud in my heart right now to say that. So when I talk about angels, it's very different to spirit guides. Spirit guides are, they're like you and I. They are souls who have been on this earth, who've learned their lessons, who have literally risen to the highest vibration there is to guide us on our journey. Okay. Angels are so different. They're on a mission. So when I deal with angels or I talk to angels, it's very much action-led, focused, driven. It gets to the point. It's like, it can be kind of cutthroat sometimes, but very pure and angelic is the only word I can use to describe that. There's no other word. It's just so pure. So there's two very distinct energies. And I was blessed to be able to see with my naked eye when I was very young, angels and spirits and spirit guides. And angels, when I see angels, I only see them with wings. But I know a lot of healers will never see wings. They see them as human form. So they come to you in how you're comfortable.
Okay.
But for me, I find comfort in wings. That's just how I like to see them. And how I work with them, I basically just call them in. They're there all the time. I actually have a little angel wing tattoo on my heel, on my ankle. And I said I got that on purpose because with angels, there is element of free will and they like to be asked in. They won't actually interfere. So I actually got that million years ago, what feels like. And I said, never wait for me to ask you to come in. Just come in whenever you want.
Okay, yeah.
That's the message why I have that on my phone.
That's lovely.
With angels, my experience is, oh God, I have loads. I actually remember this. I'll tell you this gorgeous story about one of my clients. And oh God, I even feel emotional telling this story because it's so beautiful. But I was healing her anyway. She was going on a particular journey that I won't go into, but she was on a very emotional journey. And as I started healing her, I said, angels, I need your help with this. Like, this is more than I can do. I need your support. Like, please come in. I called in her angels, her guides, you name it. I called everyone in, her ancestors, just please come in and help. And with that, the room was filled with angels. I could feel them, see them with my third eye, with my eyes closed, feel their energies. It felt actually quite overwhelming, if I'm honest with you, at the time, but I knew it needed to happen because it felt like I couldn't move around the treatment couch. The room felt so full to the brim. And my particular client, she's very intuitive and she felt every single thing that I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. I love when clients can recall it back, because you know, then it's like having that extra confirmation, even though I know I believe, but it's still nice to hear it back that they felt this. So she said she could feel hands, a million hands all over her body. And even when I was at her feet, I could see her looking up to see where I was, because she thought I was at her head. She kept thinking that my hands were in different places, and that happens quite a lot. That's never it's angels' hands that people are feeling. And with that, I saw about three or four angels on her spine, working on her spine. And it was like, the only way I can describe it, it was like they were removing clouds and clouds of heartache, clouds and clouds of trauma. And it was just oozing out of her back. And I felt like kind of a child, like in a bowl corner, kind of looking up at one eye, being like, oh my God, this is mental. Like, I wish I could see it on video because it was so cool. But then out of nowhere, these huge wings unfolded from her back and literally fell out of her, and she literally sat up in the couch and went, oh, I can breathe for the first time. She literally could breathe because she felt that release from her energy. So that was a miraculous thing. And her, it was just a massive healing and clearing. And I can't go into too much detail just for client confidentiality, but I don't mind sharing that element of it. But I was absolutely powerful. So I've had so many experiences like that where they just come in to heal and I feel like I don't do anything. I'm actually, funny enough, when that happens, the clients always say to me, oh, that was the best treatment you've ever given me. And I'm like, well, wasn't me.
Yeah.
The angels are out on force.
Oh, that just sounds so incredible and so uplifting, isn't it? You know, it's like when people are struggling or, you know, carrying a lot of weight emotionally or trauma, to have that weight lifted in some space and, you know, a safe space where you're helped by the angels or, you know, the guides that are around us, as you say. I mean, I just think that's so beautiful, you know, and that you have the ability to channel that through you in order to help.
I call to say this actually, just as you're saying that, I think it's really important to remember that experience happens when the client is ready for it as well. So it won't happen with it. It happens when the client's not always aware. But when it's so profound and miraculous, like I just described it, the client is very open and also extremely ready. They've surrendered completely and readied for whatever. And that's when those kind of experience happen. So when you're in a treatment room with any healer, not just me, and you're lying there and you're like, oh God, I want to feel energy. I want to feel this, I want to feel that. You're in control of that. If you let go and surrender and open to miracles, oh my God, do you feel it in waves? So I just really needed to say that. I hope that's okay.
No, of course. Yeah. Yeah. And I suppose that does bring me to a piece where, do you feel when you're doing your work, Sinead, sometimes with people that the resistance, you are met with resistance, but equally they're there, I suppose. So there's a want or a desire to be healed in some aspect, but yet maybe they can kind of disconnect the mind to the emotion or connect it, I suppose.
That is a brilliant, brilliant question. I always say people come to me at the divine timing. People come to me when they're ready. And I've noticed this particularly. People will say to me, I had a client on Monday actually say to me, I wanted to come to you for the last year, but I just didn't feel ready. And they come at the exact moment where I know I can help them. Well, they don't know that, but they know when they come to me.
Yes.
However, some clients come to me, and this is why I love your question. And I'm sure loads of healers experience this as well. And I always say, when people come to me, I start by reading their energy, like I did with you. I start by reading your energy. And then from there, I will tell you what I'm feeling from you. And some people, even though I share, and remember, I'm a stranger reading your energy and I'm like hitting the nail on the head with everything that's coming up. But some people are not ready to hear the message. Therefore, they don't take the transformation. So it takes 3 or 4 attempts for the message to sink in. Now, my message for that is, how much does it need to take for you to listen to the message? If a healer, be it me or anyone else, a stranger is telling you what they're feeling from your body and giving you guidance on what you can do, what do you need in order to make the change? It's up to you. You know that phrase, you can take a horse to well, but you can't make him drink? It's kind of the same thing in this energy. So I'm very passionate about that. Is a healer can, especially a stranger's telling you things, listen. The message is coming in on purpose. It could be the most basic thing, and that's what it is with intuition. It's basic. Intuition is basic everything. It's being still and connecting with your heart. There's no fancy Nancy in intuition. It's just being aware. So if an healer or anyone is telling you or guiding you on what you could do to access that, then you got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it, really? You know, when you can have space, if it comes in, and then you can, you know, like you said, when you're getting messages, it's like, when are you going to take off the blinkers and really take it in, accept it, you know, hear what's being shared?
Exactly. Same, even with myself, like I always get people come to me and I say, don't come to me if you want a fortune reading. Like, I'm not here. I get visions from your future. Yes, I'll have visions from your past, but only if that's right for you. See, people often come to me and think, oh, I'm gonna pull your tarot and you're gonna give me everything about the future. No. If that's not right for you, then that won't happen. I'm here and my clear message is to help you become the best version of you. Whether that is by giving you snippets of the future, whether that is by helping you overcome whatever it is you're going now, healing the past, igniting the future, or igniting the present. But That's how I work as a healer. And not all, and even spirits will come in if it's right for you. I can do all of that, but only if it's right for you on the day. Some clients, I would have had psychic visions from the future. I would have spirits come in from the past, you know, and all that happened in treatment. And they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then they tell the friend, and the friend only gets something about now. And they're like, oh, well, I didn't get anything for the future. I'm like, that's not what it's about. Yeah. It's only about what you need on this given day to help you step into your true energy.
Yeah, and I really connect with that. You know, I've dabbled in and out kind of with spirits and different healings and treatments, God, since I was probably, you know, 18 or 19. I've always been fascinated, and each time I've always come away with different things, but the majority has always been, and it's not what's being communicated, so to speak, it's that relief, it's the healing, it's like a warmth, it's a, you know, it's somebody holding you nearly, like, you know, not literally, but that holding space of just feeling that everything's okay. You know, you can do this and moving forward, what's out there, I suppose. And to believe in yourself, isn't it? There's encouragement in that, I find.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is what it's all about. And there's a phrase that I hear time and time again after every single treatment that I do, whether it's online, a workshop. The phrase is, oh my God, I feel so much lighter. That is us. We are light. So the fact that we're releasing that energy is the whole point of it, so that we can elevate and expand our frequency, expand our vibration. And as you said, when you do that, when you are in that energy of feeling lighter, naturally your chakras are aligned. Therefore, your confidence is increasing. Therefore, you're more grounded. You receive divine guidance in your third eye. You gain more clarity of what it is that you want. So the whole point to get you to everything that you desire is to feel lighter, to feel connected, to feel in alignment. And then everything else unfolds.
Yeah, oh, shit. I just love it. It's just, oh, feel good factor all around. And Sinead, how often
Yes, it's so much fun.
How often do you recommend that people would go for treatments, you know, or healings? Or do you find it's a process? You know, when someone come into you, would you say, okay, so you may need 5 or 6 sessions or 2 sessions? Or how do you work it and space it out?
Yeah, very much like that. It depends on the person. And it also depends on how much they do what I say, the homework.
Yeah.
Because every time someone comes to see me, I will give you things to do, right? Because it's like if you say, I want a 6-pack. You don't go to the gym once and then get a 6-pack. You have to work on it, right? So there is homework to do. You have to look at your nutrition, your sleeping patterns, your water intake, your exercise, your movement, your mindset. It's a full experience. The same with healing and growth. So with that, when people come and see me, like, for example, I'm treating 3 different women actually at the minute who are going through chemotherapy, and every single one of them have A, different symptoms, B, different experiences with healing, and 3 different reasons to come back to me in terms of the frequency of that. One is coming every month, one is coming every week to guide them on the journey. But, and you know, it's very different depending on what you're going through, because even though they both have the same type of cancer, they're all different souls, and they're all experiencing and processing it differently. So it really depends on what a person's going through and their perception and their ability to heal from within. So remember, healing, the whole point of healing is to stimulate your body to heal itself. It's to stimulate your soul to heal from within. It's to let go of any emotional trauma that's embedded in your physical well-being and emotional well-being. So the whole process of healing is to heal from within. So we all do it very differently. So it completely differs, but I usually would say, so one of my clients tried to conceive for years, had 2 failed IVFs, and I said, I need to see you for 4 months straight, and now she is 5 months pregnant. Sorry, I just love that story. But it depends. That's not the same for everyone. It depends. So it's very different. And then one of my other miracle babies, I call them miracle baby mamas, I had to see her for a year, and now she has her baby 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's very different. It's very, very different.
Definitely. And like, they're just such heartwarming stories, aren't they? Like, it's so amazing. And I feel I see a lot of people as well in therapy and couples. And sometimes, you know, not being able to conceive is why people come. And I find that, you know, when we're so caught up with stuff, it's usually the way we can get so caught up, be carrying so much stress and, you know, focus just to get pregnant. And, you know, that's the goal, that there's nearly so much pressure that it doesn't happen. And when people get distracted or finally say, okay, it's not for us maybe, you know, or there's nothing else I can do, then, you know, all of a sudden it's like, well, there you are. And it's not so all of a sudden, I suppose, but it's amazing, isn't it, that that story is something that we hear and experience quite a lot, I feel, when it comes to, you know, having babies, making babies.
Absolutely. Well, if you think about it, your body's holding your emotions. So in Chinese philosophy, different areas of the body hold different emotion and correspond to different emotions and different energies. Okay. But if you're constantly, like, if you're, and one thing I despise is the word trying. Remove that from your vocab, because when you say I'm trying to get pregnant, it implies that you have failed at something. Your body feels that, your womb holds that. So we need to be careful with the vocab that we're using. And also, again, if you're in that and I know it's easier said than done, and I know it'll take time to get into this process, but if you're going through fertility treatments, or even if you're not, if you're if you are actively ready to become a mom, then sometimes a lot of that pressure is in, like, oh, the urgency of it. And when we create that urgency energy, we actually step into an energy of lack. Therefore, that lack is then embedded around our womb. So actually, funny enough, a lot of the things I always get my clients to do who are on this journey with me is actually hula hooping. So moving their hips, because motion releases emotion. So I'll get them to do hula hoops.
That's amazing.
And like, or belly dance, or belly dancing, because we're, again, it's moving the Shakti energy. It's moving the energy, which is your divine cosmic feminine flow in your sacral chakra, right? Your fertility. So we got to move the energy in order for it to free. And that's why I will get a lot of my clients to do physical movements like that, whether it's, like I said, hula hooping is one of my favorite things. So I get them to do that and they look at me like, yeah. Or like I said, anything that's moving, belly dancing, Zumba, whatever it is to move the feeling. And of course, then to build the pathway between the mind, the heart and the womb, because if your womb is able to have and conceive and carry a baby to full health, because a lot of the time, 9 times out of 10, it is that case. Or not, maybe that's a high number, but a lot of the time it is, and it's just an emotional block that's causing it, as you said in your example. But then our heart is disappointment and it's sad, and it's holding that upset for the longing of becoming the mum that they're destined to be. And therefore your womb is feeling that sadness. The head, the ego, can sometimes feel that fury, that anger, the hurt that the body is not functioning the way societal needs are deemed, right? You're in your 30s, have a baby, you need to be married now, blah, 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 and all this.
Yeah.
So all of your womb is absorbing the conversation and the words from your heart and your head. So we have to start connecting the dots between the head, the heart, and the womb, so we can free the womb from the conversation, the sadness from the heart, and the grief from the heart, and also the anger, the fury from the mind. And once we do that, oh my God, the relief in the gorgeous womb is just so beautiful. And we can allow our wombs to be open for our beautiful spirit babies to come in, because the spirit babies don't want to come in when there's sadness and grief and upset.
Of course.
They want to come in when they're ready to have a lovely little home for the next 9 months.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense though, doesn't it? I mean, when it's just explained how you just did so gracefully, it's nearly so simplified that it makes such perfect sense, isn't it? I mean, what you were saying, you really
understand. But it's not as... And I want to, as our gorgeous listeners are when they're listening today, I know as I'm saying it, it sounds so easy. And of course, it's not going to be as easy as that. And that's okay, but it's a journey. And we have to accept where we are so that we can accept that we can change. That's a huge part of it as well. And every single woman is so different. People do things quicker, maybe slower, whatever the case may be. We're on a very different journey, and it's important to remember that and not to compare your journey to another, because your body, your energy, your frequency is vastly different than anyone else on this planet. So we have to remember that our own journey is our own, to not put pressure on ourselves or compare, because comparison is literally the thief of joy. So we need to not let that happen. Just honor, focus on ourselves, our own journey, and connecting with your gorgeous spirit babies.
Oh, fabulous. Completely. No comparisons. Minding how, you know, we talk to ourselves, our own language, how we use it and take it in, because it does tap into that belief system. And Sinead, I just want to move on before we finish. This has gone so quick. I'm like, oh, you are a big person around numbers. So the power of numbers, numbers mean things. Can you talk to me a little about that and our listeners today, just around, you know, the power that are within numbers and what we should notice?
Oh yeah, I love that. Well, it's numbers and it's all signs. So it's all signs, it's not just numbers, it's everything. And that's why I created my See the Signs Oracle deck. And even in the deck, there are numbers, signs, and the numbers that I felt channeled that are kind of the more what's the word they're looking for? Sorry, they're not I was gonna say they're more common, but that's not what they want me to say.
Yeah.
But the more high frequency numbers, excuse me, got it right. Okay, the high frequency numbers, that's why I put them into the cards. And so, for example, I often get asked about 111. People say, I see 111 everywhere, whether it's on a bus, whether it's in a clock, whether it's on a carriage, whatever, on a receipt, at a time, they look at 1111 on the clock. And that number, like, for example, is all about being very aware of your thoughts, that everything you're thinking is manifesting, that even the good, the bad, and the untruth, right? So everything you're thinking is manifesting. So be very careful to focus on what you want, not what you don't want, and be very aware of your mind. So that's really helping us to come back into that flow. 222, for example, is all about balance and creativity. So we really want to get into the creative energy. When we are creative, we have an instant access to our intuition. So why I do talk about numbers, but again, all signs, is they allow us to come back to our intuition. Whether it's a rainbow, we instantly go, oh, isn't that beautiful? We step into energy of love. When we see a robin, we go, oh my God, that's someone from that's like my grandfather, or that's my aunt. Instantly step into energy of love. When we see 111, we're like, oh, angels are here. Instantly energy of love. You know, you get my point? So all these signs and numbers and messages are helping us to come back to an energy of love. So they disconnect us to reconnect us. And that's what I love about them.
Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah. And it fits so well. It makes so much sense. Like when we see, and I'm big, you know, obviously the robin and like numbers, I think I don't notice so much, which now I'm fascinated by, because I think, why don't I notice numbers? But equally, all them signs, like you said, they do bring us into a connecting space of warmth, don't they? And healing and love. And even the difficult ones hold a place.
Exactly. And just because if numbers are not your recognition, that's okay. But maybe a feather would be, you know, or maybe lyrics in a song, like all these different things. Maybe an aroma. I am one of my gifts is actually the sense of smell. So I smell spirit before I feel them. It's mad. I've done it my whole life. I don't even understand it, if I'm honest with you. It's just a thing. Like I can smell, like, say, tobacco, and then I'd be like, who is in this room? And I could feel a man smoking a pipe or something. Or I could smell, like, I actually smell my aunt all the time, and it's this weird. It's like her perfume. I can smell her perfume. I don't even know what it is, but I can smell it. And I'm like, oh, okay, Mary's in the room. Do you know, like, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's amazing. But like,
everyone has their own ability and their own gift. That's, and it's okay for that. We have to have that. It's our uniqueness, do you know? So just because you don't connect with numbers, maybe as you said, like you love robins, and that's your kind of recognition to come home and back to the sense of love and that presence. So each to their own.
Yeah, for sure. And Sinead, thank you so much. I mean, I'm so grateful that you've joined me today and the listeners. I know people will get so much from this podcast because it's just been so lovely and warm. And I suppose I just feel there's so much light. And I think it's gas that, you know, throughout the podcast, we've had some crackles, and I feel that it's the angels or it's the guides, you know, it's people here just letting us know they're here and enjoying the conversation.
Oh, I did pre-warn you that could happen. It happens all the time. And my gorgeous clients on Zoom or Skype, like, all the stuff that happens is just beyond. It's so funny. I'm like, it's just the angel, especially when we're really getting deep, crackles, or the computer will just turn off, or the phones will just go off. You'll hear flashes of light, like see flashes of light. It's just mad. It's just energies. It's angels. They're just here, and they're our biggest cheerleaders. They are our cheerleaders. They want us to succeed. They want us to fulfill our dreams. That's what you just remember that. They are their biggest cheerleaders. You're never alone. They're constantly with you. Just connect with the energy of love and you have instant access to them. Instant access to them. Thank you, my love, for having me on your show. I'm so excited. It was so lovely to talk to you.
Oh, you too. And Sinead, just before we go, where can the listeners find you?
So you can find, I post daily on my Instagram. It's just Sinead Dehora. You can, through my Instagram, you can, if you want to make an appointment one-on-one, you can book directly to there. I also have workshops that I do. I have things called the Intuitive Hour, which I never know what's going to happen. It could be a meditation. It could be insight. It could be card readings, whatever. And that's actually the first one in 2021 is happening on Thursday, the 21st of January. So there's a few happening, and there's always things going on, but you can find everything on Instagram, Facebook, my website, podcast, Dropless podcast, whatever. And I have things coming up as well, a book coming out. There's loads coming on.
Oh, fantastic. That's amazing. And I'm so excited for you and all that's coming out, more than deserved, obviously.
Much, my love. It was so lovely to be in the space with you today.
Oh, thanks, Sinead. And I look forward to talking to you soon, please, God.
And you.